Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over, radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
good morning, everyone. It's Ms. J in the morning, and I'm the hostess with the mostest. It's Ms. J, and you have waken up to one of the best morning shows in the world. 24 Hours, the Road Song by Joey Williams. The Joey Williams Project is live with us right now worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. I'm so excited to have today's show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Before we get into anything, I just want to make sure to say thank you for everyone overseas who's already checked in. You guys are amazing, and I'm so grateful. I wouldn't be able to do what I do today if it wasn't for your continued support. Mr. Williams is live with us right now, and we are getting to the heart and soul of music, the heart and soul of the man behind it all, Joey Williams. Welcome to Ms. J in the morning.
Good morning, Ms. J.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Ms. J. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited. The switchboards are lighting up. People are ready to hear the heart and soul of the man behind the guitar. I'm excited to get into more of your music. 24-Hour Road Song is sharing some intimate details about your journey on the road as a musician. So let's get right into it. We don't want to wait any longer. Those of you who are just tuning in, you dial 646-716-8230. Make sure you get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Vine, however you get on. Text people, email them. Let them know to get on right now. This is a show you do not want to miss. You can also listen live on blogtalkradio.com/MizJInTheMorning. That's M-I-Z-J in the morning. We have some more music coming up, getting to the heart and soul of real music, getting to the heart and soul of the man behind the music, the Joey Williams Project, five-time Grammy Award winner, Grammy Lifetime Award winner. We'll get through the whole list of everything that's written in your bio that's too extensive to go through right now. But I want to get straight to the story, straight to the truth of how you got to be the Joey Williams and how the Joey Williams Project came into existence.
I've been in the music business for a long time. My father started me off in this thing many, many years ago as a child, and he started me off playing drums. And then he told me I would have to move on, he said, because back then there was a lot of drummers. He said, so you're going to have to play more than one instrument. So he bought me a guitar, and had to be about, I don't know, 5 or 6. And I started playing the guitar a little bit, and then he asked me to sort of kind of sit in with his group at rehearsals and stuff, and he'd take me to gospel quartet programs and stuff. We call them programs in New York. He would take me to gospel programs, and I would actually sit in with other people, either playing drums, a little drums, or guitar, something like that. And long story short, I would play with his group as well. He had a quartet group as well, and I would play with them. And then from then on, I just kept on, and I wouldn't stop. I couldn't stop.
So you got hooked. You got it.
Yep, and I got it. I said, okay, yeah. I got the picture there. So that 24-Hour Road Song tells what my life is now, because I'm on the road all the time. And I, you know, I play with other bands besides Joey Williams Project. I play with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And I also play with Robert Randolph and the Family Band. And between those three, I'm truly on the road 24 hours a day. It feels like.
I can only imagine how much you are out there away from home, hearing the song, the understanding, the joys, the pains, hearing all of that through the music. What does it really take in order to balance playing with three bands? You're all over the world. You've been to the White House numerous times for numerous presidents. You've been to countries I didn't even know existed. What does it actually take? How do you balance it all?
Well, the first thing is having a love for the music. I love doing what I do, and it's not a job, you know, although it is a job, but it's not a chore. It's not a hard thing to do. You know, sometimes I have to get up at 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and be up the whole day traveling. And then when I get there, to go to the hotel for, you know, maybe an hour, maybe, if I don't go straight to the sound check and do sound check and come back to the hotel for a few minutes and then go back. So you have to love what you do. And I've been doing it long enough to I kind of work out some things and make it a little easier for myself. But still, the love of the music, I love it. So that makes it a lot easier. And that helps me juggle all three bands. When I'm not with one band, and they all work together. And so when I'm not with one band and I'm off, then I'll go with the other one. And then the other band will understand, you know. But my primary job is with the Blind Boys of Alabama. And then
we're going to get a little bit more into the Blind Boys of Alabama, but let's get back to the beginning. Now, growing up, you mentioned your father is the one who handed you the guitar. You first started on the drums. He's the one that seems to be the gauge in where you were going in music. But was there a time in your adolescence where you felt as if you needed to rebel, or was there something else that you wanted to really do that you tried out?
No. When I was very young, I was in school, and I should have kept up with violin. I was playing violin in like junior high school, and they gave me the clarinet in elementary school. But those things, I just knew I wanted to do something in music. But then I had my peers tugging on me as well to kind of hang out and, you know, do things. Mischievous things in school, and so I had that riding me, my hangout side, my buddies, and then I would drag all of my hangout buddies after we're hanging out to my house, to the basement where we have equipment set up, so I would still, in turn, some way wind up back in music. So it started way back then, but I didn't really have any other goals. Like, I didn't want to be a basketball player, I didn't want to be a football player, I didn't want to be a doctor or teacher or lawyer, I didn't want to be any of those things. Actually, my dream was to, you know, be on stage, have a dressing room, do a sound check, go to the Grammys. You know, never did I dream that I would actually be doing those things, but those are the things that I actually wanted to do first. So I didn't have any other things on my mind to do, no other aspirations.
Starting it off young, knowing exactly what you want to do and going forward. Those of you who are listening, it's such a great inspiration to understand that everyone has a different journey. Everyone has a different beginning. It's rare that you find some people that start out with what they want to do and continue it on. A living legend right here on Miss J in the Morning. We're going to get back into some music. The next track talks a little bit more about Joey Williams and his father and the first introduction to the music. Daddy and My Guitar, the Joey Williams Project, right here on Miss J in the Morning. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot more show coming up. Joey Williams, Daddy and My Guitar. We'll be right back after this.
I was just a little boy. I thought I should have a whole lot of toys, like a bat and glove, Hot Wheels, and a racetrack. Daddy said no and brought me my first axe. My daddy never taught me how to drive. He never taught me how to work on cars, but he turned me on and taught me how to play this old guitar. I was down in the basement, feeling kind of bored. Daddy walked right in and showed me my first chord. Son, I know you wanna go outside with your friends. No, Daddy, show me that day.
court again. He never took me out to the ball game. He never took me hanging at the bar. But he always finds the time to show me something on his old guitar.
I remember this birthday. Man, I just knew I was going to get something like, clothes, sneakers, jewelry or something. Man, my dad brought home this album, Reason by George Benson. I looked at that thing and said, what? I just didn't understand. I think I got it now.
Daddy wasn't there a lot of the time. He worked so hard but never seemed to. When he got home, he was tired. Still taught me how to play this here guitar. My daddy taught me how to play this here guitar.
I guess you know what you're getting for Christmas and for Father's Day. Thank you for your vision, Dad.
Daddy and my guitar, Joey Williams, the Joey Williams Project, live right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who has just tuned in. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Those of you who are ready, don't worry. We have the Ms. J Challenge coming up and also the Ms. J area code check-in. So those of you who are calling in, I'm logging your area code, give you a shout-out. It's your opportunity to rep your city and keep the party going. Joey Williams, the man, Joey Williams Project, Daddy and My Guitar, talking about the truth of how you got started. Now, in that track, you talk about expecting certain things for Christmas and receiving an album. I want to know a little bit about that whole story and why you chose to highlight that in this song.
Well, that one stood out to me more than anything because, like the other songs, it is another true song because my father started me, like I told you before, and he would always, you know, tell me I should stay on it. So, but on my birthday, I figured I would get something, you know. I'm used to getting some, like I said, some money, some toys, you know, something, you know, material. Mm. And he did bring home this album, and I was really upset, you know, and I was upset, and noticeably, especially to my mother. And my mother said, your father loves you and he's pushing you and he wants you to do good in this. And he thought he was doing a good thing for you. And I said, but mommy, I want some clothes. I want some sneakers.
Right.
She said, no. Yeah. So she said, no. And she explained to me. So, another long story short, I accepted it and I, put on the album and I started playing it and years down the road I understood what he was trying to do and what he was trying to say and I appreciate it to the fullest this day. I mean, like I said in the song, he never took me out to any like ball games or anything like that. He never took me like hanging out, me and him going hanging out in the bar and stuff, or never, you know, do things. He didn't even teach me how to drive. I learned how to drive on the road, you know, because I was young. I was on the road as a youngster. So I learned how to drive on the road. Like at a gig one time, I was learning how to drive a stick in the parking lot of one of the shows I was on. So he didn't teach, but he did turn me on to the music. And he did, you know, he taught me how to play the guitar. And then he told me to, you know, kind of play a little bass. So he was the man in my life, like as far as all my influences. He was the number one, and he started it, and he kept it going, and he's the reason for the season right now.
Well, we are grateful for dad, and also grateful for your mom to help keep you balanced and understanding what it really was. I can only imagine as a child on my birthday, I'm expecting one thing and you get this record and you're like, okay, come on, man. Like, really, seriously, I get it. With anticipation of Christmas, there are some children out there, some parents out
That's
there
right.
that might have the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
As dad back in the day. And so make sure you explain to your children that you might not understand it now, but later you'll thank me for it. I've heard that plenty of times.
Right.
Getting to the heart and soul of the man, Joey Williams Project, getting to the heart and soul of music. Now, you started off in gospel. You talk about going to your programs in New York. Were there any other genres that you were drawn to at a younger age, or were you more swayed into gospel and kind of stuck there and never really got out?
Yeah, as a youngster, I was drawn towards gospel because that's what was going on in my house. And we had all kinds of gospel artists in the house, mostly quartet. It was 90% quartet played in the house, and those were the albums that were bought. My father, you know, he sang a little quartet as well, and that's what I grew up on. But then I did listen to the radio, and I did hear a lot of, you know, R&B, so I was listening to, you know, the great R&B, you know, the Al Greens and the, you know, all the big artists at that time. So I would still hear all those songs, you know, so I listened to all kinds of songs. And I would listen to, like, the Doobie Brothers, you know, Isley Brothers, and then my influences were, like, Benson, and they went from George Benson to Eric Clapton to Eddie Alford, was who we call Spanky, who plays guitar in quartet gospel, Val Alexander, who plays with the gospel group, and Eddie Kendricks, Sugar Hightower, you know, B.B. King, Howard Carroll, Ernie. I just had so many different kinds of influences. I love all kinds of music. So I would listen to it, and me and some of my cousins, we would listen to radio stations and sing harmony to the songs that's on the radio, you know, secular songs and pop songs and rock and roll songs and country and western songs. So it was all over the place. But gospel never went anywhere. And even today, I am still, you know, a gospel-oriented person. And even the Joey Williams Project, you know, we don't sing all, like, traditional quartet or traditional, you know, gospel songs all the time, but they're not songs that are raunchy and you know, that go out so far. We sing about the world, we sing, you know, messages, I'll talk about my life, so some think I may have strayed, but I haven't strayed,
I
haven't strayed too far.
Let's go ahead and tell the truth. It's real music. That's real music is what you play.
Yep,
there's
do,
no
you know,
beat machines in it. There's no synthesizer. There's no voice box. There's
none
of that. There's no girls on each side of the stage. It's getting to the music, the thing, the heartbeat of America,
the heartbeat
of the world. I really do appreciate you staying connected to your roots and making sure that you don't, as some people would call it, as the church folk back in the day would call it, you don't stray away. You make sure you stay true to where you came from, stay true to what you were brought up in, and making sure that you stay true to your individuality and your talent. Getting deeper into your roots and where it came from and in the church, how do you feel about where gospel music in particular is going nowadays? We have a lot of young artists coming up. We have a lot of older artists that are switching their sounds. I mean, you have people who we grew up to love, like Fred Hammond, and even some of the older groups that were way before I even thought about it, that are kind of switching up and becoming what most people would call contemporary. What is your take on the changes or the evolution of gospel music these days?
Well, my take on it is, gospel music is so diverse. So just like all other genres of music, there's different, you know, there's different aspects to it. And there's kind of always been, not always been, but for the longest time, there's been contemporary gospel and quartet gospel. And I, like I told you before, I love all kinds of music. And I'm drawn to all kinds of music. So when gospel artists try new things, that doesn't bother me at all. You know, some of it I like, some of it I love, and some of it I'm not crazy about, but I'm willing to listen to it and give it a try. But my mind is open, and I'm always willing to, you know, accept, you know, different types of music. And like on my project, I don't have a lot of, you know, synthesizers and, you know, a lot of extra things that broke down tracks, like the one that you just heard, Daddy's Guitar. That's only me playing guitar, Juan Nelson, who's, and Leon Mobley, who's with Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. They're both playing bass and percussion, and a drummer, Danny, who's with Katie Lang. It's just four of us playing on that track. Just
wow.
Bass, guitar, drums, and percussion. And it just broke down to this, you know, to the smallest form. It didn't take all that for this particular track. But it's only the real music that's, you know, that's going to last, you know. So that's why I try to stay true to the real. And I love live music. I love going to hear other bands play, you know, live. If I'm in a town and I hear that there's a band playing or there's some live music, I try my best to get over there and check them out, because I still love good old live music.
Live music, getting to the heart and soul of music, the heart and soul of the man. It's Joey Williams, the Joey Williams Project, live right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Good morning to everyone who decided to start their day off the right way right here with the Ms. J. We're going to get right into some music, the roots of Joey Williams, deep into gospel, deep into soul, deep into what's real. Music, not all that extra stuff. You got to serve somebody. It's Joey Williams right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We'll be right back after this. what you do, you're going to have to serve somebody. Joey Williams right here on Ms. J in the Morning. The Joey Williams Project, getting to the heart, getting to the soul of music, getting to the heart and soul of the man. He's live right here on Ms. J in the Morning, and we are streaming in 10 different countries. I'm so excited. The UK has tuned in. Canada has tuned in. South Africa, Japan, thank you everybody who was calling in. The switchboards are lighting up right now. I'm writing down your area codes. The Ms. J area code check-in is coming up in just a little bit, but I want to get back to Joey Williams and gotta serve somebody. Now, Mr. Williams, there are some other voices that I heard on that track. Who was with you doing this special song right here?
Well, that song there was one of my favorite songs growing up, and I always wanted to do it. But that's a song written by Bob Dylan, but mm-hmm. I didn't know that was even him, because the first time I heard it as a youngster, a gospel artist by the name of Shirley Caesar, she covered that. So I didn't even know it was a Bob Dylan song, but it was one of his famous songs, and then later on I did hear it. And on that track, I got one of my good friends I grew up with from New York. His name is Spanky. We call him Spanky. Last name Williams. And also on that track is one of my coworkers who I've been working with for the past, I don't know, 20 years. And he's with the Blind Boys of Alabama, and that's Jimmy Carter. He sang a verse on it as well. So we all got together on that. And a friend of mine is playing, who's playing? Tracy Pierce is playing bass, who's also with the Blind Boys. And Jimmy Sloan helped produce that one. And had Kim, his wife, on there singing a little background with me and Spanky. And who else played on that? Jason Crosby played keys on there as well. We had a nice time. Had a little all-star cast in that track. And I loved it. Loved the way it came out. And we had fun doing that one.
You took the words right out of my mouth. An all-star cast. Now, you just taught me something today, because I thought that was Shirley Caesar's song. Ms. J knows a little bit of gospel music, but I guess I didn't know as much as I thought I did.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was her song as well when I was growing up. But
I appreciate getting to the history of the music, getting to the originals of gospel music. Now, I have a confession to make for those of you out there, those of you who are new to Ms. J in the Morning. I have been connected to Joey Williams for a while, a long time, let's just say that. The Blind Boys of Alabama are a group that I hold near and dear to my heart over the years. They've actually become family, so I get excited when I hear familiar voices, when I see familiar faces on stage, and I get an opportunity to experience these legends who are living today. Now, those of you who are, you know, in my time, us 80s babies, you know, I'm dating myself a little bit, showing just how young I am and how young I will remain. Those of you who truly appreciate getting connected to the music, understand that sometimes it's difficult to have a music that we love and not be able to really experience, you know, the people who started it all, the pioneers, but to be able to sit in the same room, to be able to sit next, you know, watch them on stage, sit in the auditorium and actually experience the spirit of the pioneers of music, not just gospel music, but music is something that I will cherish for the rest of my life. And we have Joey Williams Project right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You got to serve somebody. Definitely an all-star cast, Tracy Pierce, Spanky Williams, Jason Crosby, Jimmy Carter, Joey Williams, the heart and soul of music. I'm just excited and I'm getting all into it. But since we're talking about all these all-stars that you're connecting with, I want to talk about more of who's coming up with you. Reading your bio, it's extensive. I'm blown away. I'm speechless because there's a lot of things that I didn't even know, a lot of people that you've connected with, that you've worked with, that I didn't even know about. So how do you feel? Is it always something that you aspire to do, making a collaborative effort in your music, or is it more organic that it just comes together with the people that you feel fit for the music?
Usually it just comes together. There's a reason, I stick with the Lord, and I just love gospel, and I love the Lord, because God has been so, so good to me and my family. I mean, from where I come from where I come from to where I wind up today, it's just nothing but a blessing and nothing short of, a miracle in different times and in different ways. And I just love him. And I love what he's done. And he brings these people, into my life and our lives that I just never thought I would meet, I don't know if you know all these people I'm talking about, like Peter Gabriel and Tom Petty, Ben Harper, Charlie Musselwhite, Mavis Staples, Dr. John, Aaron Hall, and Aaron Neville, the list goes on, and I've worked with all of these people at different times in different places, and a lot of times they bring songs to us, and then they'll bring artists to us, and then the artists would actually come to us at some point and say, can we? And then I'll work with the artist and try to bridge the gap between whatever bands we're working with. So it usually happens organically. A lot of it, most of it's not planned. But working with these people has just been one of the greatest parts of my life. And I have aspired to work with different people, but it's exceeded my dreams by a million miles.
Well, I can't imagine. Some people say I could only imagine. I can't even imagine how it may feel to sit in the room or be in the studio with some people that you grow up with admiring, or some people that you only saw on TV, and to be able to walk on stage with a person or to share something special and create history with a person. I can't even imagine how awesome that may be. Joey Williams.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, just now, that song is by Bob Dylan. To have met Bob Dylan a couple of times, played at the White House with Bob Dylan once, along with John Cougar Mellencamp, Natalie Cole. I mean, it's a bunch of people, but to have met him and knowing that I've sung a song, one of his songs, or like George Benson, I mentioned him in one of the records, and I actually, I met him. Things like that, Neil Diamond, and you hear all these songs by these people, and then you wind up, meeting him. It's just, it's just unbelievable. And then to work with them is just that extra,
it's amazing. I think it's something that needs to be shared throughout the world. I'm grateful for everyone who is following me on Twitter, on Facebook. We're going to get into how to stay connected to Joey Williams and the Joey Williams Project in just a little bit. But you have tons of fans out there, tons of listeners out there. I'm just going to give you guys a warning. I want to stick to the music and Joey Williams. I don't know if we're going to get to the area code check-in, but thank you, everyone. I'll give you a shout-out on social media. I want to stick with it. Now, you've been to the White House not one time, not two times. You've been there multiple times and seen different presidents. I really want to get into what was going through your head the first time you stepped into the White House.
Oh, my goodness. That was back in, I would say, in the 90s for the Clinton administration. Hillary Clinton got in touch with us through the National Endowment for the Arts, and they wanted to give us an award for that. And Jane Alexander was heading that up. And we got the call to go. And I had only been with the Blind Boys maybe a year, if that. And got the call, and they said, well, they want us to play at the White House. So I'm hearing it, but I'm like, not hearing it. And
right.
And yeah, I'm saying, well, I guess we go. We actually go there. And it got really official, and the first time we're there, a short story, I didn't have a suit like them. So they said, I didn't know along with this award, we get paid as well. So the tour manager at that time told me, well, I have good news and better news. He said, oh, we're going to get paid for this, but the only way you're going to get it is if you get a suit. and you have to get this suit to match ours. And so my wife was there with me, so we ran out to we were in D.C., so we ran out in a shopping area, and we were searching for a suit and shirt to match them. And sure enough, we found it, made it back to the hotel, got dressed and went and met up with them and played for the Clintons in there, and then back again for the Bush administration. Got there by then, it didn't get any less exciting, but we went to the Bush administration, and I must admit he was very nice to us, and he joked around with us, and he was joking with Jimmy Carter about standing next to Laura Bush, and then we went to most exciting one, I have to say, was meeting the president, the current president, Obama, and Michelle. We tried to shake hands with Michelle, and Michelle said, no, we don't shake hands here. We hug here. We give out hugs. And she gave me the biggest hug. I was so excited. And then we went back to perform the song Free at Last for the White House. And that was televised, and that was the one I was telling you about. There was a few different artists there. So had some White House times, which was kind of maybe the most exciting part of my career. You know, that and the Grammys, I don't know. They tie neck and neck.
I mean, the most exciting part of anyone's life. I mean, not only do Americans dream about having that type of access, but people from all over the world dream about meeting the President of the United States. And you didn't do it just once. You didn't even do it twice. Three times in your musical career, you have been able to step into the White House and share your gift, not only with the most powerful people in the world, but with the world. It's Joey Williams and the Joey Williams Project right here on Ms. J in the Morning. And I am in awe of this honor. I am in awe of just this experience right now. We're going to get back into some music. You guys, we still have more show coming up. Isn't this amazing? Here's a Better Place. Joey Williams, the Joey Williams Project. Don't go anywhere.
a lot of changes that just a little love will bring. So come on.
If you put a little love in your heart, a little extra good music on your radio, a little more Joey Williams. The Joey Williams Project right here on Ms. J in the Morning. We're coming up to the end of the show. It's bittersweet. Y'all, don't tell them, but I'm going to have them back in 2016. I'm so excited to have you here. A Better Place. With everything that's going on in the world, news, people going crazy, there's bombs, there's Donald Trump, there's all this stuff going on in America and around the world. How is it or is it affecting your music and how you're able to express yourself as you're on tour?
Well, I just thank God for giving me the talent, you know, just to make people feel good or at least a little better, or even mm-hmm. to bless them just to, you know, feel better. So that's a blessing in itself. So it helps me because I feel better about going out because, seeing, you know, from what I've seen, you know, we make people happy. When I go out and do shows, when they leave, they're different from where they came, like Jim says. We make them feel better. So I love that. So it helps the way the world is now. It helps me to go forth because I can feel like I can do more, you know, for the people and help them, like I said, feel better when they leave. You know, if I can be a blessing to anybody, that's, you know, that's what I want. If I can help anybody, that's what I want to do. So that track came together, you know, from my father group a long time ago, and we actually did that years ago. And on that track we had, who's that, Norwood from Fishbone played bass on it. Pete Levin, who's with Greg Allman now. He's playing keys on there. And Tal. So we had a nice assortment of musicians on that track as well. And that track is deep to me. I had Gene Peoples, who did the vocal tracks, him and his wife sang on there, Tiffany. So I want to shout them out because they did a great job with the background and vocals on that one. So, yeah, so back to being a better place, and it helps me, like I said, share with the world, and I'm glad I'm able to do that.
And I'm glad you're doing what you do, living your purpose, living your dream, fulfilling your destiny as one of the greatest musicians out there. And I'm not just saying it because I know you. I'm not just saying it because you're on the show. I'm saying it because you're proving it to be true, and I am grateful for your time here on Ms. J in the Morning. Now, those of you who are listening, we have something special coming up from Joey Williams and the Joey Williams Project. His latest single, Merry Christmas, getting into the spirit, getting into the season, the reason for the season. We're going to play that in just a little bit. But, Joey, I want you to share with our listeners how to get in contact with you. How do we keep up with you? You're with three different bands. How do we make sure that we stay on and have an opportunity to experience you live?
Well, you can first go to joeywilliamsproject.com, and that's the website. And then on Facebook, Joey Williams Project is on Facebook. And on Instagram, jwill6string, and Twitter as well, jwill6string. So you can follow me though on both of those at jwill6string.
JoeyWilliamsProject.com. You guys, make sure you stay connected. If you're new to the show, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/MizJ in the Morning. That's MizJ in the Morning. all of the information for the Joey Williams Project. His website, social media connects will be listed there just in case you forget. Those of you who tune in a little late and you missed the live recording, don't stress out. Each show is archived right here on Blog Talk Radio and available for you to download for free. So how awesome is that? You can download it as an MP3. You can share it on social media. You can email it. Hey, burn it onto a CD and play it in your car over and over again. This is an interview you don't want to miss. This is an interview you want to play over and over again. The inspiration, getting to the heart and soul of music, the heart and soul of the man, Joey Williams. I am so thankful for you for spending time with me this morning, helping people start their day off the right way, getting back into some music, getting deeper into what life really is about. Smiling, feeling better, a better place, paying homage to our parents, those who helped us get started and where we want to go. Now, in the last minute that we have for you, I want you to open up and share some encouraging words with your listeners.
All right. And before I do, I want to mention who's on this Christmas project with me.
Mm-hmm.
I got a young cat out of Columbia, South Carolina. His name is Ray. Official name is Steve Ray Latson. He also has a band, Ray Band. He's helping me on this project. He's singing and he's playing. And I got Austin Moore playing drums on it. I got BJ Kemp doing some singing. And I got Al Stewart doing some singing. So that's who's on this Christmas track. Now, I want to say to anybody out there who's feeling down or feeling like they can't make it, I've been there many, many times, and just when I think that it's not going to happen, you know, I open my eyes, and it's already happened. So anytime you're feeling like you have nobody, you know, there's always somebody you can turn to. You know, you turn to the Lord, and he'll fix it. He stepped in for me many, many, many times, more times than I can even name. So hang in there. If you got a talent and you believe in yourself, stick with it. Even if they think you can or if they say you can't, just keep on trying because nobody knows better than you.
Nobody knows better than you. Nobody knows better than Joey Williams. He has proven to know exactly what he's talking about. Thank you so much, Joey Williams, for being on the show. The Joey Williams Project, their latest single, Merry Christmas. The holidays are just coming up right around the corner, just a few more days until Christmas. Make sure you get on iTunes, the Joey Williams Project, download the track, have it on your Christmas playlist, play it in the house, make it a tradition. Make sure you log on to joeywilliamsproject.com. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and I'll talk to you in the morning.